Good morning and welcome to the Friday, December 6th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, our education spotlight, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and the folks from Brinkotter will be in. You're running out of time for that Bright Bulbs contest if you're decorating your house. Get to Brinkotter.com. You could win $500. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday. It is going to be a crazy busy week. We have the 95Q Secret Santa concert tonight at the Decatur Civic Center. We get up tomorrow. We've got the Christmas parade. That steps off at 4:30, right, in downtown. So if you want to be a part of it or come down and watch, we invite you to stick around and have dinner afterwards, maybe come down and do a little shopping before. I still think you could probably make Vespers after the parade as well. That's, of course, Vespers is Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon. The Sunday afternoon show is sold out, according to Dr. Holmes, but I think there's still great seats left for the Sunday night performance. And if you can't physically make it there, we'll be broadcasting that final performance at 7:30 on Sunday, courtesy of the folks at Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois. It's always a big treat for people who are alums or people who live elsewhere and always enjoyed the Vesper experience to be able to tune in. You can stream it live at nowdecatur.com and enjoy it. To me, it's one of the best. I don't know. I'd put it up against anything, and you don't have to drive 3 hours. You don't have to pay $30 to park. I mean, it is an unbelievable evening or afternoon of a really holiday spirit, and they do an amazing job. And there's only been two directors. You realize that of like the 61 years that this has been going on? And it started out as one performance, and then under Dr. Holmes, the last 29 years has grown to four different performances. So pretty amazing thing this weekend. So lots of holiday activities. We had the full list, right, because there's so much going on. I think people have a hard time sort of finding everything.
Yeah.
You go to the Deck the Town page on nowdecatur.com, and it's got a whole, like, there's the week-long list. There's a full comprehensive list. There's, like, the Santa House hours in Central Park, the parade.
And details about the bright bulbs you mentioned.
All of those things. So you can find it all at nowdecatur.com. All right, there was a very exciting announcement at Millikan University on Wednesday. Which is, there's always exciting announcements at Millikan. Your PR department has to just be working in overdrive, right?
I believe so.
I'll get you to get a little bit closer to that microphone if you don't mind. I want to introduce our guests because we want to talk about this and what this means and what it means for school districts everywhere. And you know, teaching, there's sort of two sides of life that I hear on a day-to-day basis. People saying, you know, where are the jobs? And then I hear from all these people over here going, where are the people to fill these jobs? And whether you're talking about nursing or electricians or teachers, there's a real shortage in this country. And I want to welcome to the program Dr. Pamela Barnes from Millikan University and Paul Frigo, the District 61 superintendent. This announcement, pretty exciting stuff for not only Millikan University, but for the community at large.
Oh, most definitely. The announcement, again, is the first graduate program that will be offered in the School of Education, and we are looking at solving that issue, as you've described, of having a teaching shortage. If we can't find qualified people to fill the positions, that our children suffer, the district suffers. So we look at this as being a niche that Millikan can fit.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about the School of Education at Millikan University.
Well, sure. Initially, I just would like to say that I'm happy to be here. I am a immigrant to Decatur. I have arrived just before August 1st, starting this position as director of School of Ed, and the School of Education at Millikan offers quite a few programs for what we call our traditional students, and we are opening this program up to the non-traditional students, those who are probably career changers, those who already have a bachelor's degree in something outside of education, and then are looking to fulfill a passion maybe they had right after they graduated and pursued other avenues, and now that's the time. And that's what I want everyone to know that's listening, is it's the time. If you have any interest in being a teacher, now is the time to return to school and get that initial license.
Okay, so this could be, you know, young kids who have this dream to do this. This could be, hey, you know, I've done this. I've made a little money. You know, my passion when I was younger was to, you know, be in a classroom and make a difference. So, I mean, there's a big variety of candidates that are out there for this.
Absolutely. I've had contact as this has evolved in the first 4 months of my employment at Millikan, and this being the charge that Dr. Aper and Dr. White really were pushing for, seeing the need in the area. I've had phone calls of inquiry from everything from a 24-year-old, a recent graduate of Millikan, who had a great summer camp experience and realized, hey, that's what I needed to do. I should have gotten a degree in education. How do I go back and either get a degree? Do I have to spend 4 years? And the answer to that is no, you don't. So everything from those recent graduates to, again, those midlifers who have had a successful career with their bachelor's degree in whatever field of study that they entered, and now they realize, I always thought teaching was my niche. Maybe I should look at that now.
Okay, so this Master of Arts in Teaching is basically 2 years.
Yes, roughly.
Okay.
Roughly 2 years for each of the areas of elementary education and early childhood education.
And Paul, talk a little bit from a District 61. I'm certainly this will benefit all school districts. I know you were there at the press conference, and it's not just a direct partnership with District 61, but everyone's looking for teachers. Tell me the shortage out there. It's not just here in Central Illinois. I mean, it's a national shortage.
It's a national issue. Very impactful, though, here in Central Illinois. All districts are experiencing this shortage, and as the doctor said, it impacts kids, and that very excited about this opportunity to have more folks in the pipeline that we can hire and put in front of our kids as soon as possible.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the additional earning potential with an advanced degree. What people are armed with, and really, I mean, I don't want to say like bidding war, but I mean, if you're somebody who has a lot to offer, you're going to get to make a choice about where you want to be.
That's right.
And how does District 61 stay competitive in that field out there against everyone else?
Right. Every teacher's contract, we address our salary schedule. It's about, $2,500 to $3,000 mm-hmm. more a year, and that can add up over time.
Sure.
To get a master's. And so, you're not pricing yourself out of the market. The reason I say that, this is how I got to be an educator.
You started as a police officer.
I started as a police officer, went back to school. They had a master's with licensure at University of Missouri, St. Louis. And at that time, what a difference 30 years makes, they said, Paul, don't do that. You're going to price yourself out of the market. There's already a glut of teachers. And now we have this the flip situation. And I don't know a district out there that isn't willing to pay highly trained people a little bit more money to work with their kids. So it's a little more money. It impacts your retirement down the road, but it's just a great opportunity for folks that want to redirect their career.
And Dr. Barnes, I would be remiss not to mention that there is there's financial aid availability. I think sometimes people's I don't know if it's a blockade, but they think Millikan University, they think very expensive tuition. I mean, I think that's a compliment because they think of it as being an unbelievable place to go.
Yes.
But there are a lot of kids or adults who, mm-hmm. who have financial aid and are being helped to go to Millikan University.
Absolutely. And Millikan is a great place to be at. The financial aid opportunities for those who are degree seeking, and obviously a master's degree is a degree. So you are eligible for a variety of financial aid opportunities, whether that's scholarships, grants, whether it's specific to something you receive from Millikan or something you apply for and receive through national organizations. So that financial aid opportunity is there. It requires filling out the FAFSA. We all have done that throughout our career. If you pursue a higher education, fill out the FAFSA, see where you land in regards to types of federal aid. But beyond that, I do want to touch back on what Paul has indicated. I would say one of the questions that has been asked, well, don't I price myself out of being looked at by districts if I come to the table with a master's degree? And that is a great question. I think 20, 30 years ago, that was a possibility that could happen. I've done the research on what our area, Central Illinois region, pays a beginning bachelor's level entry teacher and what they would pay for a master's level entry teacher as the MAT program would provide. And again, it's roughly $2,500 difference in salary. That's not cost prohibitive for a district to hire an incoming teacher at that pay bump. But again, for the applicant, it's great because it does build up over the years of service that you have in the district.
Okay, and things have changed too. I mean, I know with teachers' contracts, and particularly young teachers starting out, I mean, they always kind of, they don't have tenure, they don't have, that's got to change a little bit in the future. I mean, I would think that there's a way to hang on to your best and your brightest teachers, rather than just on seniority. I mean, I'm going to go into union negotiations this morning, but in public education, that has to be a concern, right?
Yes, no doubt. And that's on the districts. The reason people leave is they don't feel supported by a district. We have to provide great professional development, great mentoring for these folks when they enter the education field and work with our kids. And, so that's on the district to support the teachers in the proper way to keep, not just recruit them, retain those folks on a year-to-year basis.
And going out and finding the best, one of the things we found with the Ag Academy was, going out and finding those very specialized, young teachers from other states and recruiting them to come to Decatur. And I think it's why it's important that District 61 continues to do what they're doing in a way, you know, you can't get this particular thing in other public institutions.
That's right. Yeah. So, yes, no doubt. And it's a, you got to have quality people, as you saw, Brian, when the search for the ag teachers, those people, the right person makes a huge difference in that program.
All right. So if folks want to find out more, Doctor, how do they, do their basic research? I'm assuming they can go to Milliken's website.
Absolutely. There's already things posted. But I do want to say that the program is still being vetted by all of the approval agencies. And in higher education, there's quite a few of them. So with all that pending approvals, we are hoping to officially roll out this start date of August of 2020.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, if there's, we can't control what the external organizations that have to approve our programs, how long they take. So, I mean, worst case scenario would be spring of 2021 start. So with that said, most definitely go to the Milliken website. There's already information being posted out on the website, all pending these approvals. And I've already, after day one, I received half a dozen emails, a couple of phone calls from candidates, potential candidates. They're just thrilled with this opportunity. Our faculty is excited to be preparing for this. We think this is, again, the train is out of the station. We are moving forward with our first master's level degree, and it leads to initial licensure if the candidate can complete everything that they need to do for the state.
All right. It's amazing. And I really do think that I don't know if we just quit focusing on some of these careers. You know, I'm not quite sure. It's not just teaching. You can see it across the spectrum. And I'm not real sure, but I think people are kind of figuring out, hey, maybe we go back and do a little more hyper-focusing on certain areas. Because I think and I'm sure you guys deal with this on the campus at Milliken. Mm-hmm. You get kids that kind of get general degrees, you know, and then they're not quite sure, and then they find something. Okay, this is a way to kind of dial that back in, right?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, I mean, it runs the gamut as to those people that have already initially been interested. The other thing that I think is going to be very good for our program and very unique for what we're doing is that the flexibility of the program is that those who do, obviously, people have to be employed and pay for education. To do that, we have to be flexible within higher ed. So this program allows somebody who may be working a swing shift somewhere, if they want to take night classes and they can fit those in their schedule, great. The entire program can be taken in the evening. The other option is that you may come back and be able to do a swing shift and take some day classes. That can be worked into your program. So we're not it's not so prescriptive that it counts people out that have to maintain employment while they go back to school. So if it can be a mix, you can do the traditional morning, afternoon hours if that works for your schedule. So again, that flexibility and being able to have a rolling enrollment, if somebody decides they're going to do this, we can probably get them in a classroom within the next 7 weeks of their initial application and start their master's degree.
Yeah, that flexibility could be crucial.
Absolutely.
And a game changer for some candidates.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And you're not, those people that have already invested in a bachelor's degree aren't looking at another four-year program to get a teacher licensure. It's 2 years, and I think it's going to be a great choice for folks. We get those calls all the time. I'm currently in this career. How do I become a teacher? And now we have another path that's a great path for them.
All right, we're talking about teaching in general. Are there specific areas in education that where the shortage is more than others? I mean, I know that you guys talked about early education, early childhood education, grade school teachers. I mean, is that where the big shortage is? Or does it just depend?
Brian, we have trouble hiring elementary PE teachers.
Yes.
I mean, I've never seen that until the last 4 or 5 years. But, I mean, you've got elementary teachers, pre-K teachers, special ed, the math and science at the high school level are all positions that are very difficult to fill.
Absolutely. And, again, starting off with the early childhood education master's, MAT, leading to licensure, as well as the early childhood education opportunity, that just opens the door for Milliken to be able to figure out how best to pursue those who come back with, say, a degree in biology and have worked at a corporation, a company, and decide that, hey, it's now's the time I want to be a teacher. We've yet to figure that out, but that is definitely, the train is out of the station, as I've said earlier, and we are looking at how best do we serve that need to fill those secondary slots and also K-12 positions. We have special education and endorsements, and those we are looking at how we can fit those into a potential master's leading to licensure as well. So I think this is a great opportunity, great experience for Milliken to move forward with a master's level, graduate level programming at the education in the field of education.
Okay, and then there's also what is the Golden Apple Scholars, and how is that involved?
Sure, the Golden Apple Scholars is an organization that Illinois organization that assists with scholarship funds for those who want to go into the field of teaching and teach in high needs areas, which is really most of our districts in Central Illinois, as well as other areas outside of Central Illinois. So this organization will pay for, through scholarship funding, a majority of your tuition to go back to school and or to stay in school and continue your education degree and then make that commitment to work in a high needs district after graduation.
All right, Dr. Pamela Barnes, director of the School of Education at Millikan University. So you're since August, so this will be your first Vespers. Are you going this week?
I am on Sunday. I was excited to hear that I did have tickets after you said that it was sold out. So yes,
it is
looking forward to it.
I don't want to tell you anything about it. You just have to experience it the first time. It's hard to sort of push people who haven't been because you don't want to give anything away. You need to go. It's one of the better things we do all year in this community, and it is a fantastic Christmas and holiday gift to the entire community. They do an amazing job. And the students of the show, I mean, there's no doubt about it. So you get to do a lot of first of everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. My first Crekles.
So somebody's pointing you in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. Right. I do. I have been for the last few months, looking forward to going to Vespers, and I'm very thankful I have a ticket from the dean, Dean Lindsay.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend.
I will do.
And we really do appreciate it. Great job on this, and keep us posted as we move forward.
Definitely.
Paul, we've got to be a little more creative in how we recruit and treat and set up teachers.
This is another tool in our tool chest to recruit. We work with Golden Apple as well, trying to connect people with Decatur Public Schools that get these folks in our classrooms because they are a great source of financial aid
Well. We really appreciate it. Education Spotlight, thanks for being with us today. We're going to take a quick break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Sorry about that. We've got cloudy skies this morning. Yeah, that will be clearing up. Highs near 43 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 23 degrees. For your Friday, you can expect, for your Saturday, sunshine. Highs around 42. And then Sunday, cloudy. Highs near 51 degrees. Right now, it is 40 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Matt Beck. When you operate a business, every dollar counts. Here's a question from BeckTech. Since your business phone bill is one of those must-pay line items, why would you pay more than you have to? It's time to compare with BeckTech and see if you're...